It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy hump day, everybody. And we are busy. We got to talk about them O's, man. A little baseball today. I'm going to talk to y'all here in a few minutes about the Orioles. They play again. Jackson Holliday's been called up. That's Matt Holliday's baby boy. We're going to talk also about some of the top players under 25 years old. There's some ballers out there. There's a couple young guys who have just came up that you might need to know about. One of them is coming up today. And there's three dudes who've been up under 25 that are the next superstars. I think we're going to have fun discussing that with Dacus because he loves a little baseball. So I'm going to jump in some baseball here very shortly. At 11:30, I'm talking wrestling, man. I'm going to be talking about the Iron Claw movie, the Von Erich brothers. I'm going to talk about The Rock, Cody Rhodes, WrestleMania, what's going on with Memphis Wrestling. Dustin Starr is joining us today at 11:30. At 12 o'clock, I got Hardenwood because it feels so good. Got some wild, funny stories for you. Wild stories out there. But not only are we doing a little Hardenwood, we're going to talk a little bit about some basketball. I'm going to talk about Dan Hurley and some of his comments about the type of players that he goes after. He says he doesn't go after neon players. We'll discuss what neon players are. Then we're going to compare it and talk about how the Tigers, how Penny recruits, the type of players that he's brought in. We'll also talk about just looking at Alabama and Nate Oates, the difference between, quote, maybe a neon player and Javon Quinterly running the show down at Alabama, and you have somebody like Mark Sears running it for Alabama, and they go all the way to the Final Four. We definitely going to talk about the Arkansas hate by the national media. Like, damn, you would have think Cal just took a job coaching that Oakland team where that man's retiring. Arkansas did win a Final Four with the Nolan Richardson back in the day. Eric Musselman made them relevant again. And Cal is going to bring in talent. Now, if you look at Cal and the talent that he brought in more talent in the last 15 years to Kentucky than anybody in basketball. The problem is what he did with that talent. Yes, he won one championship, went to four Final Fours. But it's kind of checkered on how you look at what he was able to bring in the talent. It was what he was able to do with the talent. Now you go to Arkansas. You got some billionaires over there. Fayetteville is nice. People are acting like he's going to West Memphis. No offense, West Memphis, but it ain't Fayetteville.
Like, can you believe Cal's going to Arkansas? Like, oh my God, what a step down.
You remember it's still in the SEC? And by the way, we're just going to get in at 12 o'clock to some college hoops because I got some opinions on Arkansas, Cal, Kentucky, Dan Hurley, Penny. Players, neon players that he discussed. So we'll hit that up. We got some NBA news. By the way, yesterday was a great day in gambling, except for one damn game. What were the Celtics doing yesterday?
Resting their guys.
I noticed. But I put my parlay in earlier, but it's a good thing that I pounded the O's yesterday, pounded the Yankees, and the only one I missed was my parlay when I saw what they were rolling out. Bad news, though, for the Bucks. They did win the game. They needed it. Going into that game, they were 1-6 in their last seven games. They got a big win against Boston, who didn't really play nobody. Didn't try. But Giannis went down with a non-contact injury. And they were scared it was his Achilles. Luckily, it's just a calf strain. But as I was reminded this morning on many of the readings that I've done and the shows that I've watched that Kevin Durant back in the day had a calf injury when he was with the Golden State Warriors. And then short time after he comes back, that's when he hurt his Achilles. You definitely don't want anything like that to happen to Giannis. He is a damn – he's a bowling ball when he comes through, but he's a bowling ball. He's a wrecking ball because those things swing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he comes through the lane, and then he elevates, and then he just crushes you, slams down on you. He's a wrecking ball. He needs everything to be working fluidly. And the Bucks right now, who everybody was already worried about them, going into last night, we're going to have to close out the season. The good news is we still got, what, 10, 11, 12 days before the playoffs start? I think it's inside 2 weeks, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Play-ins are next week.
Damn, man, it's flying. So we got we got a lot of NBA news we'll talk about. By the way, oh, yeah, and Grizzlies, they have some news. Trip and insane Bane Main is not going to be playing anymore the rest of the season. They are officially off duty. They will not be playing for the Grizzlies. They are shutting them down. Good. I think that's great news. By the way, Grizzlies are on the road. They play again today. They play the Cavs. They did have a little basketball game last night, and they didn't play very well. They lost to the Spurs 102-87. Remember when I said, man, if you're going to do it, sprinkle a little something on that Spurs minus the 4.5? Well, hopefully you did. Hopefully you did. I did not. I was very happy with the Orioles and the Yankees, so I was actually kind of chill yesterday. But we got a lot of stuff to get to today. We got Grizzlies news. We got NBA. We got college basketball. People are on the move. But I'm going to start things off and talk a little bit of baseball, people. I'm going to bring up... Oh, and by the way, you know we're day gambling. Did you know that, Dacus?
Oh, of course.
We have a lot of action today. We have day baseball. Games are going all day long, all day strong. If you are excited about like gambling on some day baseball games, you got two at 12 o'clock. You have the Dodgers and the Twins. And then you have the Phillies and the Cardinals. Damn, bro. Sonny Gray looked good yesterday.
He did.
The Cardinals needed that, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a former Ole Miss pitcher on the bump today for the Cardinals, Lance Lynn. Aaron Nola is going for the Phillies. Phillies minus 35. And the Dodgers and the Twins. Miller is pitching for the Dodgers. And Paddock for Minnesota. Dodgers minus 170. So we got day baseball all over the place. Minnesota and the Blue Jays are at 2 o'clock. Diamondback Rockies are at 2 as well. 2:45, you have Nationals Giants. And then 3, the Rays and the Angels. And then we'll talk later on in the program about tonight's games. But first, I want to talk about some young stars. Baseball is in for all the problems that they're having with their uniforms, the baseball is doing a damn good job with developing amazing talent and bringing up young guys. And there's a few young guys out there that you might not know, but we have to talk about. You know, Jackson Holliday is coming up for the Orioles today. That is big news. This is a guy who's been around a major league ballpark his whole damn life. In fact, I was watching this morning video from when he was 3 years old, and his swing when he was 3 was better than mine ever was. like at 3 years old, my little man's out there like raking on a pro baseball diamond. Why his dad's Matt Holliday? Remember for the Rockies? So this young fella has been around pro baseball his whole life. Number one overall pick back in 2022. So it was just a couple years ago. And he is nasty. Now, you're going to take Jackson Holliday and team him up with another young, young superstar in Gunnar Henderson. By the way, Gunnar Henderson's only 22 years old. He was the rookie of the year last year. The kid who played third and shortstop. Played amazing defense. Came out of the gate. Couldn't hit his way out of a wet paper sack. First month and a half of baseball, he looked lost at the plate, but he still played gold glove level defense. And then all of a sudden, everything started to click. My man ended up winning the rookie of the year, hit 28 home runs, drove in 82 runs. His OPS in 150 games was 814. Gunnar Henderson. Jackson Holliday, the O's. The O's. The Yankees do have the best record right now in the American League, 10-2 on the season. Did you know that's the best, the fastest the Yankees have gotten 10 wins in the history of their organization?
Wow, how about that?
Saw that yesterday on a little bit of Quick Pitch. I like the new girl at Quick Pitch, by the way. She's beautiful. How do they find all these beautiful women to work there? Like, damn. I need to, like, talk to their talent agent. My goodness, I love that show. But, my man, think about it. You got Jackson Holliday come up. We're going to see what he can do. He's supposed to be special. You have my man, Gunnar Henderson, who in 10 games has already got 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. The O's are going to get going. They got going yesterday. I expect them to continue that today against Boston. So, Gunnar Henderson, a guy who's already established. Jackson Holliday's on his way up. Another guy, though, who you might not know. Have you been paying any attention to the Brewers at all?
Yeah, of course.
Bro, how good is Jackson Chourio?
He's a good player. He's my preseason Rookie of the Year pick.
Whoa. I heard some, like, people before the season get a little bit loose with their lips and be like, dude, this guy could play like a little Ronald Acuna. I'm like, damn. He went, what, 70-40 last year?
Yeah.
That's very lofty expectations. I wouldn't put that on anybody. But, man, this kid right now, number 2 overall prospect behind Jackson Holliday. I didn't know that he signed an 8-year, $82 million extension before his major league debut. Okay, so I want you to understand what I'm saying. The Brewers organization pulled even an earlier Alex Anthopoulos. Before the man made his debut, just what they saw in AAA, they said, whoa. I think $82 million over 8 years is worth the risk. That's only $10 million a year. $82 million is a lot of money. And by the way, you're a young fellow like him. He's 20 years old. Be 28 years old when that contract ends. Still a lot of baseball left in his future. But say he doesn't make it. How many guys come up to the show and don't make it? The Brewers organization is betting this kid doesn't just make it, but he is a stud. Christian Yelich was talking about him and saying that he's just got oodles and oodles of talent pouring out of him. 20 years old. Dude's a freak. Right now he's batting 280. He's hit 2 bombs, has 7 RBIs. This is through 9 games. His OPS is 788. Dude can't even buy a drink, but he's schooling pro baseball. Damn, Jackson Chourio. He's going to be, and by the way, he's very good in the outfield. Another guy who I just am shocked about, he's batting third. And guess whose lineup this man's batting third? You know, it's, you know, batting, like, there's certain lineups that you're like, man, that's a stacked-ass lineup. Go and look at the Rangers lineup. Wyatt Langford. If you haven't heard of the name, start paying attention. 22 years old. He was the number 4 overall pick in 2023. That's right. He was just drafted last year. This year, a year later, my man is batting third for the Rangers. That's ridiculous.
Rangers on my no-bet list.
Uh-oh, why? Because you don't trust them right now?
Absolutely not. They lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, they don't. It's hard to trust them. They also lost to Oakland, which is like losing to a minor league baseball team.
Oakland's been playing good ball.
They have. They've won 4 games this year. I'll give them a little bit of love. They still are terrible, though.
Covered every. They've covered. They're like 8-1
with
the run line this year. Yeah.
Damn, so I didn't know that.
All the losses have been extremely close.
Ooh, I did not know that. But damn, dude, Langford is a bleeping young freak. Like, this guy's got 44 major league at bats and he's already batting third. Like, that doesn't happen in the pros. You know who won the World Series last year, right?
The Rangers.
Yeah. My man's a baller. So, the young fellas out there that you really probably don't know, Jackson Chourio, Jackson Holliday, Wyatt Langford. Hopefully you know Gunnar Henderson, last year's Rookie of the Year. But I'm kind of just talking about the players under 25 who are the next superstars. These are some of the guys you might not know their names that I believe could be superstars. The next Mike Trouts, the ballers. By the way, Mike Trout tied with Tyler O'Neill for the home run lead.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Tyler O'Neill needed to just get up out of St. Louis, didn't he?
I guess so.
Because he's killing it for Boston. And Mike Trout was tired of sharing the spotlight with Shohei because now he's raking. Damn. But speaking of other young people that have already been in the league, and I want you to think about this. Do you know Julio Rodriguez? And I saw this and I almost fell over. He's only 23 years old.
You didn't know he's only 23 years old?
I knew he was young, but I mean, he's been in the pros for two seasons. Yeah. The guy's already made the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's a 30-30 guy for real. And by the way, he's one of the best center fielders in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He's 23. He doesn't look like a 23-year-old kid. He looks like a full-grown man.
Right about that.
And, I mean, this dude has already amassed 60 home runs at the big league level. And in 300 games, he's got an OPS of 820. The guy, Julio's a bad man, Majama. A lot of people compare him to Ken Griffey Jr. I think that is absolutely false. I know he's in a Seattle uniform. You know who he reminds me of?
Who's that?
Andrew Jones from the Braves. Gold glove center field. Could do 30-30. Very, very, very good. Also very good when he was young. Like, putting Ken Griffey Jr. on somebody, that's kind of, I mean, that's, like, you can't put the kid on somebody. It's like, again, saying that Jackson Chourio is the next Ronald Acuna. Like, there's just, like, we got to go a little bit slower. Just a little bit. I really like this, I love Julio. And then
trash this year. He's been so bad this year.
Well, I wouldn't worry about Julio.
I don't. He always starts.
I was going to say, do you remember he was the best second half hitter, I believe, in baseball?
No, he
after the
All Star
break,
he starts slow every year.
He started slow, really slow last year,
and his rookie year, he started really slow. So I mean, it's what he does. But I mean, good lord!
And then don't forget Corbin Carroll.
Mm-hmm. He's from Seattle.
I didn't know that.
Man,
he's down in Arizona.
I know.
Diamondbacks are confusing. I mean, you know who played in the World Series last year?
The Rangers, John.
And the Diamondbacks. Right. The Diamondbacks are the team that lost, but man, they're coming out a little different this year, you could say.
Yeah, they've kind of struggled this year.
Yeah.
Got a win last night, though, which they needed. Their jerseys, they're trash.
All the jerseys are trash, bro.
Well, but their color scheme right now it's pathetic. I don't like it.
Did you see my man? What was it? Hunter Green.
I did
for the Tigers yesterday.
Riley Green.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
He slid into home plate and like completely ripped his pants.
Yeah, man. If he didn't have little sliding shorts on, everybody would have seen all his beans and franks.
That's been the thing. I mean,
dude, these are big league uniforms. Right. And they're like breaking.
Someone early in
see-through,
the season
see-through breaking.
Yeah, somebody early in the season hit a walk off and got the water on him, and he was doing his post-game interview.
And you could see his nipples.
Yeah, I mean, you could see his, like, thankfully he's wearing an undershirt, but I mean, you could see his, like, white undershirt with, like, a Nike logo on. I was like, what are we doing?
Dude, these are some cheap.
It's bad. Cheap. And then you see all the pitchers, they'll, like, step off, and they're, like, wiping their face, and they'll do a close-up on him, and you can just see all the sweat on their jersey. It's nasty.
And this is Nike and what other companies?
Fanatics.
Fanatics, Nike.
Nike put their brand on it, but they're made by Fanatics.
Fanatics is getting roasted.
And so immediately when everyone was like, yo, these jerseys are awful, Nike was like, one us, Fanatics did it. And they're like, no, wait, they have your logo on them. And they're like, well, Fanatics made them
and we just put our logo on
stupid.
Them. Don't be doing that, man.
I hate baseball.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
I do.
But Corbin Carroll.
I hate everything around it.
Corbin Carroll is also a superstar stud. And then we also forget there's a little young guy named Bobby Witt Jr. Another guy who's been around a big league ballpark his whole life. Well, he's already started out this year. He's batting .333, has 9 extra base hits.
He had a triple last night.
OPS, yes, is 1.0. .084. Bro is raking. Bobby Witt also signed that massive contract, remember?
Sure did.
11 years, $288 million. He's only played 1 year. He's 23 years old. My man's already got a contract for $288 million. 11 years. So I think these are the guys. Like, this is the six dudes that if I had to pick the best six young faces of baseball in over the next 10 years, I think I just – did I miss anyone?
If you did, I can't think of
these
them right
are the
now.
Like, these are the people that you have to know who they are because they are going to be the next superstars in Major League Baseball. Now, we do have some day baseball going on today. We're going to make some bets. We have Dustin Starr. We're going to sneak on in. Make sure you come to the last segment of this hour because we will be picking the games. We got Dodgers and the Twins. They go off at 12:10. You got the Phillies and the Cardinals. They go off at 12:15.
Which I think we got to keep an eye on that one. I think there might be some rain in the area.
Damn.
Let me look right now.
And I love one side.
I think I saw a tweet. Yeah, it looks like it's raining right now. But I saw a tweet earlier that said it was raining, but I don't know how hard it's raining. So maybe they'll get the game in. They're going to certainly try, but we'll see.
Well, we know they're going to try. We're going to try to give you some winners, so do me a favor, don't touch the dial. But next, we are going to talk with Dustin Starr about WrestleMania, Memphis Wrestling, the Grizzlies, all that and so much more. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Hump Day! Got a lot going on in the world today. Baseball starting at 12 o'clock. 12:10, actually. Dodgers, Twins, Phillies, and Cardinals. We hope get in at 12:15. Weather is a little bit concerning. Jackson Holliday's making his debut. Grizzlies are shutting down. Trip. Jaren Jackson Jr., that is. And Desmond Bain for the rest of the season. They got killed last night by the Spurs. They play again tonight at the Cavs. Grizzlies got some action. We got some action, especially at the end of the show. But it's time to switch gears a little bit. It's time for us to talk a little bit wrestling. There was this big event, by the way. I don't know if you knew about this, Degas, but they had this thing called WrestleMania. Did you know that?
It was crazy, John.
Oh, it was. So you got a little checkity check on it?
Yeah, man. I was watching a little bit, especially that last match Sunday night when they had everybody come out. The Undertaker came out. Oh, he chokeslammed The Rock. It was crazy.
Dude.
I feel like I sound like Jay Morgan right now.
Sounds like some fun was happening. What's up, Dustin Starr, the man of Memphis Wrestling?
What is going on? I'm absolutely loving it. Everybody was so excited about WrestleMania. We had two packed houses at Dave & Buster's both Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, we had a Grizz game on Saturday. Some guy named Mark Gasol, number 33, he had his jersey retired. Kind of a big deal. So I was there. But, man, I was getting all the videos and stuff. So I actually have watched about 75% of night one of WrestleMania. And then, of course, we didn't have a game, so I was there on Sunday. But was it not just amazing? Did you see it, Johnny, or did you just see the clips and stuff?
I've seen the clips and stuff, man. Oh. You know, like, I had basketball. I was gambling on left and right, the women's tournament, the men's tournament, and, you know, baseball is opening week, so I was buck wild in a little baseball as well.
Man, one of the cool things, if you watched Monday Night Raw, then you heard them say it a million times, that it was the greatest WrestleMania of all time. And so this time, they usually say that, right? They say it's always the greatest of all time. But this time, it literally was. It beat all the, you know, attendance revenue and streaming and social and minutes watched and all of that kind of stuff. So all the analytics show that it was the biggest WrestleMania ever. So it was, and it lived up to all the hype. Really, really good stuff.
Dang, man. All right, so You got to help me out right now. So we have a new WrestleMania champion.
Well, new WWE champion, Cody Rhodes. He finished his story. He ended a very, very long 3-year title reign of the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns.
My man held that junk for 3 years?
Oh, my gosh. This was like old school, back in the Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino days, where they hold the championships for years and years. Bob Backlund held the title for years and years back in the WWF and WWWF. And so it was kind of unheard of for a guy to hold the title that long and then to beat, like, the top good guy. It's like Superman getting beat at WrestleMania. And then 1 year later, he gets his rematch. And I'm talking about Cody here. He wears the red, white, and blue. He's got the American Nightmare tattooed on his neck, clean cut. I think we were talking about him like he looks like the biggest baby face in the movie, but then also with the right smirk, he could look like the biggest bad guy in the movie or whatever. So he got his rematch. He actually lost. He got pinned by The Rock on night one of WrestleMania and then turned around on night two and pinned Roman Reigns. But the end of that match, so here's the booker in me, Johnny, as I'm looking at the clock going, man, it's early. These guys are going to wrestle forever. They must have some really good stuff planned. And so sure enough, they had a really good match. And then at the end, you know, a bad guy would come and try to interfere. And then a good guy would make the save. And then you had, you know, The Rock came out. And then, you know, of course, you had John Cena. And then The Rock takes out Cena. And then The Undertaker's music plays. And, man, Dave and Buster's was going nuts. I could only imagine what it was like in Philly Live. But it literally had everything you wanted. What was the one thing that was missing? Does anybody know?
The one thing that was missing from WrestleMania?
Yes. And this is me, like, I'm just, like, trust me.
Vince McMahon.
The coolest thing ever. Well, Vince was not there, but Linda was there. How about that?
I actually got something right, though.
You did get it right. Vince is, he definitely was not there. But Linda, Stone Cold Steve Austin, I can't believe he didn't make an appearance somehow.
What happened to Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Hammering beers and stuff.
Yeah, but again, I don't want to say, oh man, there was no Stone Cold, because that WrestleMania literally had everything. It was so good, night one and night two. And then the very next night on Monday Night Raw, they were still in Philly, and they had opened up so many seats that WWE did not have a Jumbotron, which I thought was really cool. So they're selling so many seats at this point that they just took out the Titantron, opened up more seats, and sold them.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, business is rocking and rolling for WWE right now.
I do know that Jason Kelsey made an appearance at WrestleMania.
He did. He came out in a famous Eagles-colored Rey Mysterio mask and made the save and kind of helped Rey Mysterio out. That was huge. There were a lot of celebrities there. I wish I had the list in front of me, but I think Drew Barrymore was there. Of course, Snoop Dogg, and he appeared on camera, did some commentary, and he is hilarious. And we've definitely entered a different zone in WWE now, because there's a lot of adult language. You know, there were some alcoholic adult beverages that were being advertised. And I don't know if you guys noticed that or not, but there were a lot of advertisements around the ring and smack dab in the center of the ring. So that's a whole different revenue stream that WWE has never had, because they've never sold, you know, the ring mat or the barricades outside the ring and, you know, logos on the ring skirts. But if you go back and watch it, I don't even know if you noticed, but there were product placement all over the place, advertisements all over the place.
Getting them dollars, man. Getting them dollars. God,
man.
So 2-day event, it absolutely went awesome. You had Jason Kelsey, who retired from the Eagles at WrestleMania. I don't know if he's ever going to come back and wrestle. That sounds like a pretty good career. He was pretty good, I heard. But then they had Logan Paul. So he's actually really good at wrestling.
Yeah, he successfully defended the title, the United States Championship. So, I was actually just doing some YouTube research, looking him up. He's the first one that pops up on Google, man. He is something else.
Dude, how has he, like, gone from, I mean, how did he, I mean, is it just because he's good? Is it because he's a Paul? Like, I mean, he's a champion.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's very athletic. So he picked up on the actual wrestling part of it, you know, pretty quickly, it seemed. But also, he's in really good shape. He's an athlete. He's physically fit, easy for me to say. He's shredded. He's got a six-pack. He looks awesome. And one of the things about it is he can talk. That's like the whole package. You look good. You talk good. Your gear is good.
And he's got 23 million subscribers on YouTube.
Man, and you have an audience already. So you're literally bringing 23 million. I think he has another account, too, that has 5 million or so.
He has also, this is crazy. It says Logan Paul, whose YouTube channel has now amassed almost 6 billion views, or 5.9 billion views on his YouTube channel. Damn, bro.
Incredible. That's incredible. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy that literally has it all. He even brings his own audience with him. And he brings a company that's now spending money, advertisement dollars, because he owns Prime. Prime had the logo in the center of the ring.
Wait, that energy drink?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, what else can this guy do? But he's literally the perfect wrestler if you look at it all those different ways. And he's really good. He did a fantastic job. And people hate him.
Man,
they react to him. They hate this guy. I'm thinking, why doesn't his brother stop trying to fight Mike Tyson and go tag team with him? You know what I mean?
Man, I don't know, dude. I feel like his brother might be losing his mind. I know Tyson is like almost 60 years old, but I'm still scared of Mike Tyson.
Man, I wouldn't fight Mike Tyson. Well, hold on. How fast is he? Because I would run around the ring. And I would never get in the ring with Mike Tyson. That's insane. But I think his brother is missing the boat here, you know?
Well, damn, Mike Tyson's 57, Logan Paul's 27. They're a 30-year age difference. I mean, Jake Paul.
Oh, my gosh, 27.
He gets 57.
How young.
Dude, I know. Damn.
Jeez. Yeah, Logan Paul had a heck of a WrestleMania. He's making these moments, too, that will live forever. All those clips that we see at the beginning of Monday Night Raw, you know, he's going to be in some of those clips.
That's wild, man. Now, you got to do me a favor, man. What's been going on with Memphis Wrestling?
Man, we are nearly sold out for April 21st. So if you guys are kind of holding off before you get your tickets, I would go to memphiswrestling.tv right now and get them. Use the code word BUFF, and you will save $5 per ticket. I tell you, every week, general admission is 10, ringside's 15. That means you get in the house for $5. Buff Bagwell is going to be there. And what's so cool about this is his episode of Dark Side of the Ring just aired a couple of weeks ago. It premiered.
Uh-uh.
And so, yeah. So, man, there were some crazy stories. A lot of them we knew, but then some of them were brand new. I have a brand new interview out with Buff. It's at, if you go on YouTube, look up Grind City Media or grindcitymedia.com/podcast, and you'll see the interview with Buff. He talks about whether he's ever going to get back in the ring again. He's coming back to Memphis on April 21st. One of my favorite wrestlers, Johnny. Buff Bagwell. So he's coming. And then next Saturday, April the 20th, we're going to be in Little Rock. So it's the Arkansas Travelers baseball team. They're bringing us in for wrestling night. So you got the 20th and the 21st. We're back-to-back next week with Memphis Wrestling.
Whoa, that is huge. By the way, since you're doing April 20th in Little Rock, that's on 420. Is he going to be Puff Bagwell?
Man, that is so awesome. I'm going to steal that. Check this out. Muck Sticky's going to be in town, right?
Uh-huh.
On 420. And so he hit me up, and he was going to put me and Maria on the VIP list for his 420 concert. Like, oh, no.
I'm going to be out of town.
He is Little Rock. Oh, my gosh. I was heartbroken. And so I asked him, you know, if he's going to – when does he fly back out or whatever. And he wasn't going to be in town long enough, and he had something else going on, or else we would bring him to the Wrestle Center on the 21st. But you mentioned 420. What's better than getting invited by Muck Sticky to come hang out at his concert?
That's what I was thinking. Nothing. That is special right there. Man, that is special. Oh, my Lord, Lord, my Lord, oh, my Lord. Now, you have the big event on the 20th in Little Rock. Then you got to be back here for Sunday because you got a show to put on, correct?
Yes. It's a 4:05 first pitch. So we'll get out of there a little bit early, and then we'll be down here. Of course, 12:30 VIP, 1:45 bell time on the 21st. But I do urge you, get those tickets in advance, memphiswrestling.tv, because it is going to be a packed house.
Are you also doing a watch party Sunday night?
Yes, yeah, actually, man. So when we
gracious,
leave there,
man, that is a packed weekend.
I know. We literally are going to have power cards. So Dave and Buster's hooks us up with power cards. Those are the $10 game cards, and they're free for people that come and watch wrestling. So you know what I'm thinking. I'm drinking a beer. The kids are going and playing games, and I'm watching wrestling.
Perfect.
So after we leave, we're going to hook people up with game cards at the wrestling show at Memphis Wrestling, and then head over to Dave and Buster's after that. Now, the cool thing is this is like a $60 pay-per-view that you can get free at Dave & Buster's. And it's AEW Dynasty. It's their first one ever. The card looks really good, too. AEW is doing some pretty cool stuff, but, man, WWE right now is just unbelievable, especially after WrestleMania weekend.
Man, dude, there's all kinds of stuff going on in wrestling. And you know what's kind of cool, Dustin? I've actually been dipping my toes in a little bit of wrestling stuff because I'm giving away the Iron Claw. I'm going to send you a copy of the Iron Claw to watch it. I don't know if you've heard, but this is about the Von Erich brothers.
Please do. Hey, man, I've been wanting to see this, Johnny, and I'm so busy I couldn't go to the theater. And I know that sounds like an excuse, but you know, man, I'm doing
you
baseball
are so
and basketball
busy.
And wrestling. I can't. So, yeah, man, I would love to see it. I've been dying to see it.
Well, I'm glad that you know about the story about the Von Erich brothers. By the way, you know Adele, she said it was her favorite movie of the year. I don't know if it's just because Zac Efron's in that and she's got the eye candy, but like they said, the story, she was in tears. It's also got an Emmy Award winner, Jeremy Allen White, you know, the guy from Shameless Lip.
Yeah, hey, Zac Efron is in, he is shredded in that movie. He got in some really, really good shape for that movie. Also, AEW, former AEW world champion MJF is in that movie.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Man, I heard this movie makes grown men cry.
If you're a wrestling fan, and a Memphis wrestling fan too, because the Von Erichs, and there was Texas and Memphis and all this stuff. Jerry Lawler wrestled Kerry Von Erich. So, I mean, there's a lot of history there. Absolutely, man. Growing up watching the Von Erichs, and the Freebirds, and Sportatorium, and then there was some crossover with Memphis. So, man, yeah, heck yeah.
And then
a very sad story. All of those guys committed suicide.
I know. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. Like that's the grown man part that's going to make, like, at the end of the movie, they say is going to make you absolutely bawl. Like,
Kerry Von Erich was the most famous one. He was the Texas Tornado in the WWF, and he won the Intercontinental Championship. He wrestled Ric Flair. I mean, Kerry Von Erich was a huge deal, and he took his own life.
Man, that is just, that's terrible.
You know the Ultimate Warrior's physique?
Yep.
Basically, Kerry Von Erich's physique.
Damn.
Dude looked like $1 million, had it all. I think he had a motorcycle accident and lost part of his leg. Came back, Johnny, with literally had one leg, but then the other, I think from the knee down, was like prosthetic, and nobody knew it. He literally kept that a secret and still competed and won championships and everything. It's a crazy story, and that's just one Von Erich, and you're talking about the entire, you know, the entire family.
Dude, this is going to be I can't wait to watch this movie. I'm going to send you, by the way, y'all can all get the copy. You can get the Blu-ray and DVD now from A24 and Lionsgate. Heck, you can just talk into your phone. I mean, to your remote control, pops up, bam, it goes right there to purchase. I think I saw it yesterday for like $8.99. Just go get that bad boy. You'll love it. I'm going to send you a copy of the Iron Claw, Dustin. Before we get out of here, man, how was last night? That was a little rough, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got a butt kick last night. We had fun in the arena. We had a lot of fun.
Always fun inside the arena.
Yeah, it was cool. I got to work with Rob Fisher. He came Autism Awareness Night, and so he was dropping some knowledge on us. And it's always cool when the TV guys come over and work in Game Ops with us. Saw Pete last night. Pete did such a great job at the Marc Gasol jersey retirement. I mean, I was just talking to him for a second last night, and he had an earpiece. He said, I was hearing these guys talking. I was hearing this guy talking. The production was crazy. But then also I had to deliver the speech. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Pete, you knocked it out of the park. But, yeah, so we've got baseball this week, and then we finish up Grizzlies this week. So the Lakers are in town on Friday, and then we finish up with a Sunday daytime game with the Grizzlies at FedEx Forum. I'm looking forward to that because I think Reese the Beast is going to be able to come out, my 3-year-old.
Dude, that's going to be awesome. By the way, back to the Marcus Saul, though. That was special, and everybody and their grandmother showed up. I mean, hell, Mike Conley was on the West Coast and still somehow made his way out here to be there. Zach Randolph, that was really a nice night.
It was great. I was able to introduce 8-Ball and NJG with DJ Paul. I mean, come on.
Doesn't
that was crazy. Al
that.
Capone was there. Just to be a small part of that night, it was fantastic. And we got our butts kicked. But I think 13,
everybody was still celebrating.
Man, 12,000-13,000 people stayed for the jersey retirement afterwards. It was a packed house. Nobody left. They were all there for Marc Gasol, which I thought was awesome.
Speaking of fish, Rob Fisher, one of my favorite tweets from the week was him tweeting out the first picture he ever took with the Grizzlies and the last picture he ever took for the Grizzlies.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What a difference.
What a difference, man. Like, he looked like a baby. Like, his hair was – he was a chubby baby when they picked him up. And when he left, he was a full-grown-ass man. Like,
We don't really talk about it enough, but, man, all those guys are so cool. Pete Pranica, Brevin, Elliot Perry, Eric Hasseltine. I'm going to leave somebody out, and that's going to suck. Rob Fisher, they're all so cool and nice. And then the players, like,
don't forget Chris. He's going to get mad at you.
Yeah, well, I left him out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just totally kidding. Roser, you know, I saw him last night. He was talking about CJ. WrestleMania. But even when we're, CJ, even when we're down doing the pregame with Casamigos, you know, you got Santi Aldama, Gigi Jackson, all these guys coming and signing autographs and just taking times with the fans. And it was really, really cool. So I'm glad you brought that up. The whole atmosphere down there, win, lose, or draw, is just always so fun and, like, motivating, you know?
You know, it's always fun, though, checking out Memphis Wrestling on Sunday. So everybody make sure you go get your tickets. I'm serious. Go get your tickets. All you have to do, man, is real simple, Dustin. Tell them how they do it. They just go to MemphisWrestlingTV.tv, right?
MemphisWrestling.tv, that's it. Watch us on Saturday. It's our spring break episode presented by Hempville CBD. It is awesome. Lots of action. April 21st, you better be there because Buff Daddy is going to be in the house. And you know Buff is the stuff, right?
That is the truth, brother, man. Dustin, be blessed, homie. We'll do it again next week.
You too. I appreciate you guys.
Man. Oh, yeah, that is Dustin Starr. We're going to take a quick timeout. Don't forget, we got to put in some bets on the other side. We got 12 o'clock baseball, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56, WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Hope you're having a wonderful hump day. I know I am. We got baseball that's getting ready to start. We got the Dodgers. We got the Twins. We also have the Cardinals and the Phillies. Do we know if the Phillies and the Cardinals are actually going to start on time?
I think they're going to try to give it a go.
Let's go. It is a little dangerous, but I'm telling you right now, I like the Phillies. I think the Phillies is a great bet against the Cardinals. You know, the Cardinals won yesterday. Sonny Gray, you got to give him a lot of credit. Dude pitched his little tail off. I think the Phillies get a bounce-back game. Cardinals are who they are. Sorry, Bush. I think Lance Lynn's going to get rocked. I don't think Aaron Nola is all that much better, but I do like Phillies' lineup much better than I do like the Cardinals. I think they get back on the right side, and that number minus 130 is too tempting for me not to take. Twins and the Dodgers. This one's a little more complicated, okay? We are hoping, and we are praying, but we are hoping. Like, I can't lay 180 right now, Dodgers with the Twins, as bad as their bullpen is. I mean, I'm thinking about possibly the first five, but then I also forget, you know, Miller, you know, he could go south. I know the Twins strike out a lot. They struck out 14 times when they, shoot, what is he, it's Glasnow?
Yeah.
God, dog. But if they can put the ball in play, there's a breeze blowing out, nice weather in Minnesota. If you can get two innings... Because Paddock is a very good ground ball pitcher, especially the first time through the lineup. The Dodgers' top three hitters right now, you know who they are. They're all superstars. They're all MVPs, and they're all hitting over 350. Teoscar Hernandez just keeps driving in runs. So Dodgers team can score. I'm hoping they don't score the first two innings. By the way, I said the Dodgers bullpen and the Twins bullpen, they don't have Duren yet. Everybody's out of out of place, and they're also all terrible. The Dodgers' bullpen is terrible. I think there's a lot of runs late in this game. So I'm trying to get through two innings with no runs. That total comes down from 9 to, say, 7. Jump on that junt. Because with the weather, with wind blowing out, so we're just trying to get a couple scoreless innings, and then when the over goes down, what do? We pounce on it. Both bullpens are terrible. Both teams, second and third time through the lineup, are awesome. I like the over at a discounted rate after two innings. I think Miller and Paddock can get through the lineup. First two innings, pretty much unscathed. Also like that it's an early game. I don't know if you know baseball players. They like playing at night. They're kind of night owls, you know what I'm saying? So we're going two innings. After the first two innings, we get no runs. Pound the over. We also putting a little bit on the Phillies. We got more bets later on in the show. We're going to jump all over some baseball. We got action everywhere. There's also NBA action. I think this is the worst time of the year to bet on the NBA. Like, did you see what Boston did yesterday? They laid down.
That's right.
Like, you don't know who cares. You don't know who does care. You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the Cavs, did you know that they are 19-point favorites over the Grizzlies?
I did. I saw that. Yeah.
Like, are you getting 19-point favorites? Now, I know they ain't playing Bane, Maine, and I know they ain't playing Tripp. But, like, how do you get up? Like, if you're the Cavs right now.
Good question.
Guess maybe... What do you? I really don't. I mean, that's it. Like to see that line, 19.5 points, has me scratching my head.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Sure is.
They did get killed last night by the Spurs, though, at home. Wimby didn't even do anything all that super special, did he?
Nope.
Well, we got a little bit of basketball we're going to talk on the other side. Let me remind you, we have Cal going to Arkansas. It is official. Happened last night. You got the opening at Kentucky. You have Dan Hurley dropping some knowledge on people and let him know behind the scenes what kind of type of player he goes after. We'll also compare that to what's going on in Memphis. We'll talk about the difference between a JQ and Mark Sears. We're going to do a little bit of basketball on the other side, plus the 12:30 wet hardwood because it just feels so good. But I got to remind you, you want to look good? Just go to Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, down in Olive Branch. They got you covered head to toe. They got your kids covered head to toe. They got your girl covered head to toe. They got a ladies' boutique, a children's department, a men's section, and the largest boot showroom around. Not only do they have the largest boot showroom, they have, like, Hey Dude shoes. They have all kinds of gear for your feet, for your head, for your back, for your pants. They got it all. Frontier Western Store. Not only down in Olive Branch, but you can shop online at FrontierWesternStore.com. Back into Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.